Next case is case number 17016. This is an application of Samson Resources Company for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool Divide County to create and establish a 1,280-acre spacing unit comprises sections 15 and 22, 163, 99, and to authorize the drilling of not more than 7 wells. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 17016 on behalf of Samson Resources Company. We'll have three witnesses in this matter. Laney Poindexter, Land, Judd Goldberg, Geology, Adam Jekyll, Engineering. They should be calling in shortly.
Hello.
Hi, this is Samson.
Hi, just a moment.
Ms. Poindexter, are you on the line? Ms. Poindexter, are you on
Hello?
The line?
Hello?
Is this Ms. Poindexter?
Correct.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Laney, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Laney Poindexter. P-O-I-N-D-E-X-T-E-R.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources as a landman.
And you've testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony as that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Laney, Exhibit 1, tell us what that is.
Exhibit 1 is a regional location map showing the outline of the current field with the subject acreage in yellow.
And Exhibit 2?
Exhibit 2 is a lease ownership map showing Samson's working interest in both sections. Section 15, Samson with a estimated working interest of 49.9992%, and Section 22, an approximate 49.48%, giving Samson a combined total of 49.7396%.
And do you anticipate any support from other working interest owners that will give Samson a majority interest?
Yes, we will. We will work with partners.
Okay. No further questions.
Are there questions from the staff? Mr. Goldberg, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Judd, would you state your full name for the record and spell your last name?
Judd Goldberg, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G.
And Judd, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources is a geologist.
And in that capacity, you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Judd, let's go to Exhibit 3.
Okay. Exhibit 3 is a structure map on the upper Bakken Shale with 25-foot contours. The subject spacing unit is shown in yellow. Field boundaries are identified in green. In cross-section A to A prime, across the spacing unit is shown in blue.
Okay, and then Exhibit 4?
Exhibit 4 is a cross-section A to A prime. Gamma ray curve is shown in green, resistivity in purple. The upper Bakken shale is shaded in gray, the upper middle Bakken in yellow, the lower middle Bakken in blue, the lower Bakken shale in gray, and the upper three-fourths in red. And drilling targets are identified with blue arrows.
And the drilling targets are the Middle Bakken and the Three Forks, correct?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay. No further questions.
There are questions from the staff. Mr. Jekyll, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Adam, state your full name for the record. Spell your last name.
Adam Jekyll, J-E-K-E-L.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources as an engineer.
And you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Motion granted.
Adam, let's go to Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 is our typical spacing plan. Shown is a alternating pattern of three-fourths middle Bakken wells with 200-foot setbacks from the north and south section line. starting with a 2640 setback from the west line as the middle well and laid out as shown on the exhibit for the infill wells.
Okay, and then exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is a typical wellbore diagram showing the planned 30-stage completion with all sleeves.
And exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is a reservoir property and economics exhibit. We calculated our primary estimated recoverable reserves to be 353 stock tank barrels with an operating cost of $9,000 per month and investment of $7.5 million. We expect a return on investment of 2.66.
And Adam, what can you tell me in terms of gas gathering facilities in the area? Are you going to have problems getting these wells connected after they're drilled, completed, and producing?
Our plan right now is to, we're currently working with gas gathering companies, and the plan is to have a gas pipeline up into our area by the beginning of 2013, with our whole area online at the end of 2013.
And then finally, my understanding, you want an expedited order. Can you tell me why you need an expedited order and what the timing of that order would be?
Can I pass that off to Lainey?
Sure.
We currently have that on the drill schedule, very near term. It's scheduled for June. That's why we're requesting expedited order.
So if you have a June spud date, when would you require an order? Early May, mid-May, late May?
Ideally early to mid-May.
Okay. So all the questions I have, Madam Examiner, we'd offer exhibits 1 through 7.
The exhibits are received. Are there questions from the staff?
Adam, this is Bruce Hicks. Could you elaborate a little bit more about the gas connection in the area and if you've looked at alternatives to flaring?
As far as I know, to our west, some of our competitors do have gas. From what I understand, they do not have the capacity to take ours at this time. Our midstream group is working with them to see if there's some way around that we can actually sell our gas to them. But in the meantime, we're working on a field-wide gas gathering system from all of our stuff that includes this field.
Okay, and how about alternatives to flaring? Have you looked at any gas, you know, liquid stripping or electrical generation?
Sure, yeah. Our operations engineers are working with a company right now. They're actually in negotiations right now to get the NGL recovery units out there to try to recover NGLs, as well as they're talking about getting power generation back on the grid in North Dakota.
Okay, thank you. Well, the other question I had is, on your 7 wells, will you be utilizing multi-well locations? On your Exhibit 5, it doesn't appear you're going to.
For our typical well plan right now, that is not shown, but we are in talks with different levels at Sampson about the multi-well pads as an option for cost savings as well as for logistical reasons.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude the hearing in case 17-016.